Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a hot minute since I last recorded an episode, let alone actually got back into the swing of things. So forgive me if this is a bit odd. I've also just been scrolling, looking through tripods and things because I've got plans. And I bought something that I was going to use, but it's not big enough, so another problem to solve. Anyway, that's another day's worries. Onto the podcast, though. I am back. I am back to the grind, as the title of this episode says. And a couple of things I want to get into was essentially explaining why I took a break, what I learned from it, and catching up on some of the things I actually missed while I was gone. So let's get in. I promised on Instagram it's not going to be a long podcast, so I won't break that promise. Here we go. I'm back at the podcast. I'm feeling better than ever, not only podcast wise, but like personally. As I said last, I just needed to take a break for my mental sanity, and I did. A few basic things that led me to needing to take a break was the fact that I felt I was running on a treadmill. And running on a treadmill is essentially you running, you going fast, you going far, but you're not getting anywhere. And that was frustrating me. I felt I was doing a lot and not getting any result. And that caused a lot of internal frustration. On top of that, it was my birthday, and I think I explained it in the previous episode, there were a lot of expectations, not only of myself, but of others, which was creating an inner conflict. And I needed to try and navigate all the things of realizing I wasn't where I wanted to be in life, coming to terms with the fact that I wasn't, and that there was nothing I could essentially do about it in a short period of time that could change that, but also to come to terms with people's expectations of me. Because it wasn't only my expectations I was dealing with, it was others' expectations of what they wanted me to do and where they wanted me to be. And it was hard enough fighting myself, but trying to defend myself to others was exhausting. So I needed to just stop fighting and take a step back and just recenter myself, see where I actually was, and just accept it for what and where it is, because I needed to take time to do that. I couldn't honestly do that and continue with everything else that I was doing. That aside, I wanted to take a break for my birthday, and everything happened that it coincidentally fell at that same time. I think 2 weeks before my birthday, I was literally trying to find a place to run away to because I was just so overwhelmed with my birthday. Taking a break, taking some time off, especially to just celebrate, is always a good thing. My mom actually told me my grandmother always used to be very happy when her children would take the day off, regardless of whether it was their birthday or not, and just take a day off to enjoy the day. And that's something I love doing, whether it's taking a day off of work or taking a Saturday or Sunday off and just enjoy my day. That was something I did for my birthday. I didn't take my actual birthday off because it was on a Monday, but I took the Thursday off. I got my hair done. It's blue. I don't think I uploaded a picture. I will try and find a decent one and upload it. I was really, really happy. I took the day off. My mom went out with me. It was awesome. Inadvertently, I needed to take another day off due to the electricity being out. Ironically enough, not due to Eskom. This was before they started the load shedding. We had construction work going on in our area, so they notified us a few days before that the lights would be out for like the day. So I had to put in another day's leave, which wasn't the end of the world. It was nice taking a day off again and just actually enjoying it. So I did. It was lovely. One of the main things I can objectively say that literally pushed me into a depression was the fact that my LG G8 phone broke. Like, I think I mentioned this previously, but literally everything went down the drain when this phone broke. It dropped my positivity, my productivity, my mood, everything. I was stressed, I was depressed, I was all the things because the phone fell and it was too expensive for me to repair. Like, I think the quote was 11 grand, as in 11,000 rand to fix this phone. That is a lot of money to fork out on a phone that I cannot afford to spend. That is insane. The thing was, I didn't fall into a depression because my phone fell and broke. What happened was literally everything I did had that phone as a catalyst and a tool. Like, it was literally the greatest asset for my podcast because I could do so much with it. I couldn't believe that it had happened. From being able to type out my scripts on my phone to using that phone to record, because the audio quality was great in the beginning before I had my current microphone, literally record on that phone. Now I use it to catch my recording with my microphone, so it helped me with my audio. It was extremely fast at transferring those recorded audio files to my laptop, like literally at the speed of light. And not to even get into all the apps I had to abandon because the older phone I'm currently using can't handle it. I was in the middle of a fitness challenge. I had to just stop where I was because the older phone couldn't handle it, and there was no online option for me to continue. There was all sorts of other things I had on the phone that I could then not recover because it was that badly damaged. I couldn't believe it. And it seems so stupid to be upset about it. But when something has become such an integral part of your life, I'm sure you can understand. There's no other way to describe it as it's become a need. And it's not just that I want the best phone. I've wanted this thing for literally 3 years. I have the cutout of when I put this phone on my dream board because it was this productivity powerhouse. And I did. I used everything that I could on that phone to boost myself, to boost my podcast, to boost my productivity, even in my work life, in my home life, in my podcast, in every single thing. Even my Instagram, my photos were amazing. The fact that this phone was so important to me seems crazy. But when you go and sit on the couch to do something and it's 8:30 and you want to pull out your phone to start typing your script as you do because it's part of your routine, and we know how much I love a routine, and you can't because you no longer have it, it becomes depressing. I mean, you go and you do something and you want to pull out your phone and play Spotify, and then you realize you don't have Spotify because the phone is gone. You go to pull out your phone to type something, the phone is gone. Like, it's like losing a limb, and you don't think about it until you are in your routine and you're like, oh, I would have done this on my phone. Oh, I would have pulled it out to do that. Or it's almost like that ghost vibration where you think your phone's vibrating and it's not. Very similar experience. You think you're going to pull out your phone and do something and nope, not there. It's upsetting. This far along, it's still, I'm not as depressed about it. That's a guarantee. But I'm still so sad about it and so upset about it, and I don't know when I'm gonna move on. I honestly do not know, but I'm getting there. This is literally a loss I've had to mourn and try and get over, and I'm still not over it, but I'm getting there. I have been slowly dealing with it, been trying to be more positive, more productive, and I'm definitely getting better at that. I've cleared my space, I've cleared some clutter, I'm definitely moving myself forward. I actually started decluttering almost, especially my clothes, and I actually plan to upload a couple of pictures regarding that soon. I'm definitely wanting to change the way I live in terms of being more sustainable and being more aware of what I'm buying, and not only the effect of the products on myself, but how it's made and the effect on my environment. So obviously we all try and use recyclable cloth bags when we go shopping to just cut away from plastic. But how many other things are we actually doing that we don't realize? So I mean, plastic toothbrushes is the first thing that pops into mind. They say the new plastic of the ocean is actually masks that people have worn. And it's actually worse than the plastic in the oceans because of how many they found within, I think it was 2 weeks of the virus being as prevalent as it was. Thinking of how we do things, not just what we do, is definitely coming more into play for myself. And not only the health of my environment, but the health of myself. Going through this depressive slump has literally turned everything on its head. And you basically just try and get through the day, let alone do anything above and beyond just survive that day. Being more positive, being more productive, I'm getting back into some of my routines. That's actually going quite well. I've had to kind of push things a bit harder. I can honestly tell you, if you guys follow my Instagram, I posted on Sunday that I got wine drunk. It was good. I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed myself. I threw away all my routines, I didn't sleep. It was a disaster. So, getting back into my routines and just not doing crazy things like that is definitely good for my health. So I'm definitely trying to crack down on my health. I've had to reassess my goals, and I will be updating you on that soon, because March is the month I actually crack down and dig deep to start on my goals. I think taking this break end of February, beginning of March, kind of just solidified everything. Wrapping this episode up, I'm so happy to be in the swing of things again. I definitely want to continue being consistent with my episodes, because it was a good thing for me and I really missed doing it, because I found I had a lot of free time because I wasn't podcasting, and that would just lead to me wasting time and being bored. So as I said, the beginning of this podcast was to make sure I'm using my time wisely. Now I see that I have. So yay me. The song of the week is Backstreet's Back, All Right, by the Backstreet Boys. If that song doesn't get you up and jumping, I don't know what will. That's it. Done. Drop the mic. Walk away. That is an incredible song. Listen to it. A quick note. My friend, who is probably listening to this episode, has just gotten engaged. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you. Shout out to you. And don't forget to check out my Instagram for the upcoming posts. I have definitely been more active on social media, and I want to step up my Instagram game. So I've gotten a few things that I'm really excited to show you guys. So check it out. Links will be down below. And that's it from me. I hope you have a good week. I hope you enjoy. And I hope that the rest of the week goes much better than my Sunday did. Getting wine drunk, not the brightest idea. Don't do it. Okay, that's it. Love you. Bye.